Raina.
Megan.
This is different.
It is different.
Why is it different?
Well, it's different because there's some conspiracy theory weirdness going around the interwebs, the good old, what do we call it, the tiki-talkie.
The tiki-talk.
And we've had a few listeners ask us if we could cover it, so what are we doing?
We're going down a rabbit hole is what we're doing.
Going down a rabbit hole. So this is not going to be a normal episode. We're not going to do all of the craziness.
Things. We're not going to even open a cider.
We aren't, but we are drinking a glass of wine.
Shh, you weren't supposed to tell them
that. Oh, we're not telling them? We're cheating on our lunatic soup.
All right, so do you want to start us off on this one? Because I feel like I had seen some of this stuff,
yeah.
But you're the one that sent me the, like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a lot of buzz on TikTok, which I take everything on TikTok with a grain of salt. I do not take it for news or whatever. But that is something big that is going to be happening on September 23rd.
September 23rd.
Which is this coming
Saturday.
Saturday. So we're probably going to release this on Friday because that doesn't make sense to release. I was going to think we'd do this on Sunday, but it doesn't make sense.
We're going to do it on. Yeah. So
we'll release this Friday.
It's just our bonus episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you remember, let's go back in time a little bit.
Okay.
December 2012.
Oh yeah. And everyone thought the world was going to end because the Mayan calendar ended. Is that what that was?
Yeah. Yeah. But if you really understand like the Mayan history, even just a little bit, you realize that it doesn't end, it just kind of starts over.
Yeah.
Let's go back again to...
I know, you're going to say...
The year 2000.
Y2K. I remember Y2K. That very well as a teenager, and I remember... Because my birthday is January 1st. So it was... I just remember my mom let me have a bunch of friends over. I remember my outfit I was wearing. I was very excited about it. But I do remember that there was like... You know, parents were trying to hide... Not hide it, but there was buzz.
The buzz.
That it could... be the end of the world when it turned 2000.
Yes. Do you remember why?
No, I don't.
It wasn't that it was going to be the end of the world per se, as in like biblical things. It was because the computers, when they were made, don't quote me on this, guys. I'm not that smart. They were programmed to only count in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Like the 19 whatever.
Yeah.
And so they weren't sure if it was going to switch over to 2000.
Okay.
And if it didn't switch over to 2000, the whole thing was that all the computers in the world were going to crash.
Yes.
And, I mean, it would be an end of the world in a sense.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. Which, that is also something that is being discussed about the 23rd.
Because of solar flares?
Because of solar flares. But that is one take on it. That is, so in my opinion, there's a few different areas where this September 23rd is coming from. Mm-hmm. And every group has a different theory on it. Do I believe something is going to happen on the 23rd? Yes. Do I think that it is something that is going to be life-altering, changing, we're all going to die or something like that? Absolutely not.
No.
Do
we want to get the religious aspect?
Yeah, I think let's start with the, we'll go with the religious, because I feel like that is the biggest one, that a lot of people are believing or, you know, if, especially Christians, they believe it's going to be the rapture.
Do they? Okay.
Oh yeah. Because I've seen it all over again. This is just what I've seen on TikTok. So you might be Christian and be like, that's BS. And if you do,
great.
I'm glad. Don't believe this stuff. We're just covering what we saw. There's something to do with one of the chapters in the Bible that does say something along the lines that works with this date.
Okay.
They've decided this date is it. Which I've heard there were other dates that the rapture.
Oh, there's been many dates.
But, so they're saying it's the rapture.
Okay, so do you want to hear my take on that part?
Yes.
So, what is the rapture?
It's when all the good Jesus-loving people get to go up in the sky and live with God.
Right, and Jesus comes back.
Oh yeah, he comes back.
He comes back. Destruction to all of the wicked, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to hell. At least I'm going with you. We'll have a good time.
That. I sent her a TikTok the other day. We should maybe repost it or something or duet it because it was, you know, Christians telling all the witches that they're going to hell. And then it cuts to all these witches and said, teaching Satan our little dancey dance. It was so funny.
Well, and this goes hand in hand. And I'm going to say this and preface this because if you are religious, I apologize if you find this offensive. I think one of the biggest things with religion is that you have to understand that just because you believe something doesn't mean we do. And you might believe something like so true in your heart is 100% true. I don't believe that. And I don't think that way is the only way.
Right.
So,
but here is a kind of Christian perspective of
it.
So, you know, reading the Bible, in the Bible, there are seven feasts.
Yes, that, this is what I saw. Yes.
And Jesus has fulfilled four of them.
Yep.
He was the sacrificed lamb of the Passover. He was buried on the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. He came back to life in the Feast of the First Fruits. And in Paul, in Corinthians, it states that Christ signifies the first fruit. And then the Feast of the Weeks, which is our fourth feast, is when God gave the Jewish people the Torah, or the Holy Spirit, okay, is what some people believe. So all of these things happened around the same time frame, mm-hmm, is what they say, which is the middle of September, which is Rosh Hashanah,
yep,
which is the Feast of the Trumpets.
Yes.
The trumpets are said to bring in the rapture, right?
Okay, yep.
However, it also said no one knows the day or the year that the rapture will happen.
Right.
And there's a bunch more things that have to take place.
Okay.
Did you hear about those things?
No, I have not. Okay.
So the two witnesses that breathe fire, it could be a spiritual fire, it could be, you know, words, mm-hmm, I don't know, need to be murdered, left in the street for 3 days, and come back to life.
Okay.
That has not happened. Solomon's temple needs to be restored in Jerusalem. That has not happened.
Right.
The Antichrist has to declare himself God in the restored temple. That has not happened.
Okay.
And Christians are said to be hunted down. I mean, maybe some believe that's happened, but
I think they probably believe that that's happened because they think that people are, I mean, but people are just starting to actually, like, think for themselves, I think. And
right.
So they're starting right to be like, no.
So if you're coming at it from a Christian perspective, because of one part of the Bible,
yeah,
and I am not bashing the Bible.
No.
I'm just saying if you read other parts of the Bible, all those things have to happen first.
Right.
So I think the rapture is out of it.
Yeah.
I think that's gone. That's
well, yeah, I mean, that's what we think, but right, people right are believing that it could be a rapture.
That was one part, yeah, of this whole,
yeah,
23rd.
So have you ever heard the theory that Jesus, God, a lot of the things that are in the Bible are actually have to do with the planets and that they're named different things?
Mm-mm.
That Jesus is one planet, God is another, all of these things. So it's funny when you said that someone has to burn in the streets,
mm-hmm,
that I feel like it could tie in to what they're saying with astronomy could happen that could sync with that. Not, again, I don't think the rapture right is happening. I am not saying
no,
that.
I don't, yeah.
But I'm just saying that there is a theory, which I will go into one time, because it is very interesting that the Bible is actually based off of planets.
Oh, that's an interesting theory.
It is very interesting. And someone who loves astronomy, I, you know.
And if you go into it, because yes, Christians believe the Bible is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Although man did write the Bible, uh-huh, it's just whether they got that inspiration from God or from looking up. That is a very interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm. So,
huh. I mean, you have the morning star.
Exactly. There are so many things when you actually start, mm-hmm, to look into it that it is wild. But
wow,
we're not going there today.
Yep. That's another discussion,
yes,
for another time. I think we need your neighbor friend to have those religious discussions.
We sure do.
I love those.
I know. When we sit there, he's a Buddhist, and we sit there and we have all those conversations. And,
I love it.
You know? But so another thing that I've seen is I am obviously on my TikTok is more like spiritual,
right,
mediums, like people who are like looking into the future are being shown, given downloads is what you call it essentially.
Right.
And again, that to some people is just absolute horseshit, woo-woo, blah, blah, blah. They don't believe that. I believe it because I feel like that happens to me. I have not been given a download or something of like,
right,
what's going on by any means. I haven't meditated. I haven't tried. I haven't looked into it. But there is a lot of theory that there is going to be a massive solar flare,
mm-hmm,
on that date,
mm-hmm,
that could energetically do something, not anything that might be obvious, but might be less obvious,
okay,
like might be a massive humankind shift,
okay,
in energy.
Did you look at the user John Michael on TikTok? He's been a big one that's been going around.
Is he a blonde guy with a beard?
Mm-mm.
No, then.
No. He talks about the great solar flash.
Okay.
Which sounds like a solar flare. Do you want me to tell you what he said?
Yeah.
He said, just consider for a second, this, I'm kind of paraphrasing here. I was listening and typing at the same time. So just consider for a second that everything we have been taught to be afraid of, especially non-human-looking things,
mm-hmm,
Now, consider, maybe we've been taught to be scared of the good guys the whole time.
And that was...
And that wasn't an exact quote.
That no, but that, when he said that, because I did see that...
That resonated with me.
So hard, because it's, again, like when we say we're going, you know, ghost hunting or whatever, that we're not actually afraid of them. They're not going to actually hurt you. No. It's humans that will. And that literally, when they said that, I was like... Or when he said that, I was like, holy...
Mm-hmm.
That made so much sense to me.
Yeah.
So,
no, I loved what... I mean, he went on to say, like, there'll be a loud clap of thunder, and...
But some people will hear it, some people might not.
Right, because it'll be a comet running into the sun.
Yep.
And then, well, he said everyone will hear the thunder, but it will only affect certain people.
Okay.
The people that it affect, time will stand still for 15 minutes, and those people that are affected will get great, important communications. And then after the thunderclap, they will... be able to start telling the truth.
Yeah.
The truth of what? The truth of the universe, the truth of God, I don't know.
There's also theories that I saw that they're saying that aliens are coming. And then that is that one. So there is that theory as well.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly truly believe that if anything happens, it is going to be more like energetically inclined, that it is not going to be this big day where this crazy thing happens and everyone's aware of it. I think that it is going to be like an ascension of some sort, like where people who are on this earth to raise the vibration to get us in a better place are going to become stronger. And
I think that's something that's been happening for a while.
Yeah, it's like the good's going to triumph over the evil at the end of the day.
But what is good and what is evil? I think that is the key question
that's true.
Right now, because we're taught that what you and I believe is evil.
Well,
In the religious world, we are, you know, people are taught, society is taught that what you and I believe in all this woo-woo stuff is evil.
Yeah.
I was taught that.
I was too. But, you know, I just know that I am a good person because I'm a good person, not because someone tells me I have to be.
Right.
So I just thrown that one out there because I like that to me is a big thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But... So with that being said, do you have any other, like, do you have a thought and opinion on this?
Well, I want to say one more thing that TikTok user Aubrey Capri said. And the question she was given was, how do you prepare for this major event?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see her? I liked her.
Yeah, me too.
She said, you can't.
Yeah.
She feels it's going to be a big energy shift. She says, and I love this just for everyday life, pay attention leading up to this event during this week. Be observant of the small things, weird phenomena like UFO sightings, things like that. She thinks that's going to really have an uptick. Pay attention to the skies like meteor showers and ground to Mother Earth.
Yep.
So don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
And that is there are some people that are, you know, doomsday on TikTok. But I think the people that are more spiritual are saying there's really nothing to be afraid of.
Every spiritual person who I've seen talk about it has been from the don't be afraid camp for the most part. There is one user that, or one TikTok creator that I follow that she does readings with cards. She does tarot and then she does these other cards that are like have words on them with pictures. And when they're right side up, it's you take them at face value. When they're the opposite, it's kind of the opposite.
Okay.
It's like The Reckoning and Co. I'll have to show you some of her videos. Okay. Her stuff, I think, gets very conspiracy, like super conspiracy. But one of the biggest things that I've seen a lot on her page is because a lot of other like mediums or psychics come to her page and talk about everyone's being shown a blackout period, like where they are assuming blackout means electricity and everything gone.
Okay.
That's another thing that I have seen on a few other like spiritual things. It also ties into with some of the biblical things, like there's supposed to be 10
days of darkness.
10 days of darkness.
Is it 10 days?
It's 10 days. So what they're saying is that October 4th is also a really big day.
I've heard that, yeah.
And so there are people speculating that there's going to be a solar flare and it's going to knock out
everything
for 10 days. So, and then again, that's a reaching. That is something that is... You know, who knows? These people can say whatever they want. It's social media. They just can whip stuff out of their asses and talk. So everything.
I mean, we do that sometimes.
I do it all the time, you know? Just fucking professional bullshit artists over here. But everything with a grain of salt, I think. But it is an interesting thought because it is, there's a lot of things that like coincide with it, but I don't know.
Do you want to hear what AI has to say about it?
Yes. Oh, that actually freaks me out even more.
So asking, I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
From my phone, so the quality is probably not going to be that great.
You asked AI?
No, I found somebody who asked AI. So it's from the account called AI Visionary. And it says, asking an AI what will happen on September 23rd.
Asking an AI what will happen on September 23rd.
In September 23rd, 2023, nothing shall occur, and the day shall appear ordinary. However, as the days unfold, an unsettling sensation shall hang in the air. Mysterious events shall transpire, peculiar celestial phenomena, and eerie whispers during the night. Humanity shall begin to question the very fabric of reality, for enigmatic symbols shall manifest in the sky, and even nature itself shall appear to revolt.
Asking an AI, what?
So that's interesting.
The nature revolting.
Did I ask AI myself for that? No, I just found that was interesting for us to talk about.
Yeah, but them saying nature revolting, like, that means to me, like, big events.
Let's do a TikTok tonight of ourselves asking AI.
Yeah,
see what it says, and we'll put that out.
Interesting. So, yeah, I mean, that makes your mind go a little bit. I do really strongly feel like this is a, like, you know, whether they're saying the rapture, whether they're saying whatever, it is on the spiritual line. So there is another TikTok that my sister sent me. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys, this is a lot of this is TikTok based. A lot of this, I've not seen this on any major news sources personally.
No.
So again, we know that this is rabbit hole conspiracy stuff. We are fully aware.
And this has happened numerous times before.
Yes.
The only thing that gives me pause is what I think you're going to be going into next, is the amount of times this date has been referenced.
Yes. That is what, in Hollywood, and, you know, there are lots of theories about Hollywood, again, conspiracy stuff about how bad or good it is. Well, bad for the most part. Mm-hmm. And, like, the different kinds of, you know, the Illuminati, the, like, many different bad people in there. Well, the amount of movies that are about a doomsday, about a whatever, like, anything bad happening, they all, majority of them, the date things start is 9/23.
Did you have a list?
I didn't have, well, I just had that TikTok. I should have made the list. Did you make
the
list?
I made a list.
This is why you're the researcher. I just watch the TikToks and bullshit. You do the important part.
All right, so this is a very small snippet. In the movie Sleepy Hollow with Johnny Depp, one of my favorites. September 23rd is the day that the spirit portal opens up and the horseman emerges. In The Little Shop of Horrors, which is one you need to watch this year, is when the alien comes down and Audrey 2 begins to eat people. Ghostbusters is the day that the ghosts start coming out of the portal. The movie The End is the day that the rapture starts. And in Tomorrowland, the pandemic starts. Number 23 has a ton of meanings in books, movies, conspiracy theories. There's also an actual phobia of being afraid of the number 23. And there's a name for it. I couldn't pronounce it if I tried. But there's a phobia that is being afraid of the number 23. Now, there has been how many September 23rds before?
A lot.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is September 23rd, 2023.
Yeah.
There's been a September 23rd, 1923.
Yeah.
1823.
Right.
Like, what is it that
2003.
Makes this one,
like,
yeah,
you know,
what makes,
like,
this one so special?
That there is a collective group of people that can be on the internet and discuss it is one of the things that I think. I think that TikTok in general has given people a way to, like, the masses to communicate, which I don't think the government likes at all.
No, not at all.
But to be able to, like, compare notes rather than just in your friend group, it's something that gets out to everybody.
Everyone.
And so I feel like the social media aspect of it is what has made this so much bigger. But then I also think tie that in with the all of the psychics and mediums saying stuff who are, like, people, if what you believe, but I believe that some people can not necessarily predict the future, but they can tell when something big might be coming.
You feel it energetically.
You feel it. And I do, I have felt off this whole month. I do, and I am not saying that I am predicting anything. Life has just felt weird. I was thinking about it yesterday, and this was not even, we didn't even know we were going to do this episode yesterday.
This was like a this morning thing.
Because my sister was one of the people who texted us this TikTok and said, like, can you guys cover this? Like, I want to hear what you have to think. But last night when I was going to sleep, I was like, my life feels weird. It doesn't feel like something I recognize, but I recognize it, but I don't. I mean, I feel like this very weird, like almost like simulation kind of thing, which is what people say, you know, say we could be in, which I can see that.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, but well, there's that movie. And I'm not saying that that's what's going on. I just know that I haven't felt
right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what that means in any capacity. I don't necessarily think that it means anything. I truly believe that the 23rd is going to come and go, mm-hmm. and that nothing big is going to happen, mm-hmm. and that we'll be able to get back on here and be like, well, maybe my medium abilities will be stronger, if anything, right. and if that's what happens, like, bring it the fuck on.
Well, there's this TikToker, her name is Bella. I send you her stuff a lot. She's from England.
Yep.
And amazing voice, let me tell you.
Yeah.
She put up something about a week ago, and I sent it to you. It's like, hey, I'm getting a message here. This is for people who specifically have been sick the last week or two. And you and I have been sick for, it seems like, forever.
Yep.
But the whole thing was, hey, that's going to be coming to an end. And the reason that you're getting sick is because your body is expelling all that it does not need to make room for what you are about to get.
Yes.
That the gist of it was that.
And I think that we just don't know.
We don't know.
So it's something to ponder on, but mm-hmm. I do not feel like this is any need to...
Not the end of the world.
Freak the F out. Am I going to go get some extra jugs of water this week? Because...
Why not?
It makes me feel better.
We also live at the base of a very large volcano.
Yes, we do. So there is that. Which, when they say that kind of stuff... And it is not a dormant volcano.
No, it is not.
It is an active one. But before we bring in an expert, because we did find an expert on part of this
expert
topic, a big reason that this thing is getting buzz as well is because of a little TV show that you may have heard of called...
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Who The Simpsons have accurately predicted...
So many things.
A lot of things. It is actually slightly terrifying how many things they have predicted accurately. So one of the things that they say is that in this show, they... Like, Flanders is unplugging stuff, and he unplugs it on, like, 9:20, like, 3-ish. But the numbers 9 and 23 are in the show a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm not an expert on The Simpsons.
I am not either, but do you know who is?
Who?
Mr. Boo Boo.
Mr. Boo Boo.
So, without further ado, hold please. We're going to grab him. All right, guys. Welcome, Mr. Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo.
G'day.
Later. All right, thick there.
All right, the Simpsons expert of the hour.
Let's think of some.
Would you like to explain why you are such a Simpsons expert to start?
I watched lots of Simpsons.
You literally could probably quote the whole damn show.
Most of it. Mm-hmm. Current, not so much. But
you grew up watching it.
At least
with
the
your
first
family.
15.
Yeah, your whole family. When you get together, all you guys do is quote the Simpsons.
Correct.
Why not?
Yeah. So, the Simpsons. Predicted it, or not predicted it, but has a lot of numbers with 9 and 23. What is your thought on it?
Well, as I have mentioned to you earlier, I don't think that the 9-23 is anything. I think it's pulling it and stretching it a little bit too much.
Yeah.
From the Simpsons perspective.
From the Simpsons perspective, yes. But
perspective.
Whatever it is. But across the board, like with movies and everything else, I don't... think it's something. It's like, it could be something saying like, oh well, 9/11, and then you say 9-1-1, and then you go
make
down that rabbit hole, because just because they have 9-1-1 in it, it's then they're all linked. Like, I do believe that there's more 9-23s or whatever in the movies or mentioned in movies, but I don't know if it's meaning anything.
Well, like we just talked about, there are some things like in the Pixar movies.
Correct.
Where there's the 8, you said it was 8114.
Yeah, whatever it is. Because that's the same studio or
it's
whatever
a studio
it was.
Number.
Yeah.
And it's in all of them. Mm-hmm. So do you think it's something like that?
Well, that's what I thought. And I was like, well, is it the cinema or whatever it was on 923rd Street?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the area code for, you know, 90210 kind of thing. You know, like that. That could be a reference to something like that that has just exploded a little bit more because someone's gone, oh, look, this movie has that, and that one has that, and that one has that. And I'm wondering if it's linked to someone. It could be an editor. It could be something else. It could be a director. It could be someone that has an affiliation of that.
Mm-hmm.
What about all the other stuff that Simpsons have predicted?
Those things are pretty cool.
Like what?
Well, the ones that I think are cool is like the Trump being president thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. The coronavirus, I think it's a funny coincidence. But again, like how South Park does it, Simpsons have done it. They've been on the air for so long. They've got so many episodes and covered so much different things.
They just come up with all the variety of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like Trump becoming president is pretty fucking far-fetched. Yeah,
well, that is, but it's not, because they've had other stars as presidents throughout their Treehouse of Horrors and the future things and stuff like that. Okay. So they have had celebrities become big things or big entities, or like, I'm waiting for them, if they had said The Rock, let's say,
mm-hmm.
or someone like that, that could be, I don't know if there's a wrestler, maybe something like that, like Jesse Ventura or whatever, who's now, you know, a mayor of a town or a candidate or something like that.
He's the mayor of Canada?
No, a candidate. There's like a wrestler or something that was a wrestler who's now like he's in the politics.
Canada too. I was like, candidate. What? Okay.
Candidate.
Candidate.
Candidate. Yes,
whatever it is.
Apricot.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Basil.
Oh god.
That one's wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Okay. Anyways. But okay. You're in the camp of it's a bunch of people reaching bullshit.
No, I think there are some things that obviously there's convenience to how they've done it, but they've had so many episodes and they're willing to get one out of that.
Okay, but so then, all right, so take Simpsons out. There is just a lot of buzz in general about like 9/23 about something happening. Do you think anything is going to happen?
No idea, but it reminds me of Y2K and everything else.
We talked about that.
No, well, I mean, I like the convenience of how Simpsons do that, and I do think some of them is pretty cool, and I don't know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist with that kind of stuff.
I think the idea that they've been doing this for so long and have to come up with so many different things.
Because isn't it like a daily episode almost? Or is it weekly?
I mean, it was weekly, I thought. Okay. But it's been since
before I was born.
Yeah. I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons growing up, so I wasn't allowed to,
but my dad snuck it sometimes.
I remember I was in the hospital because I tore a ligament in my shoulder. It was the only thing on TV, and my mom let me watch it. It was like such a big deal.
Wow. That's sad.
I wouldn't let our kids watch it either, to be fair.
Well, I wanted to.
My husband's family could quote the entire thing.
But one thing before I forget. So what I was saying with South Park, they did a thing on, well, can we not be original? And they said, well, Simpsons did it. And that was their thing for the whole episode. Was like, they'd go, oh, what about such and such? And they go, Simpsons did it. Oh, what about this? Is it? No, Simpsons did it. Like, every new idea that they were thinking of for a show or for something or an episode that they were trying to do, they were like, no, Simpsons did it.
Because they'd done everything.
Because of, it's pretty creative, though.
I like the one with the, I think it was the Treehouse of Horrors. It might not have been. Where it's the presidential election and it's the aliens are the president, like the candidates, and they take the masks off. And it was
Bob and Bill or something like that. Whatever. Two playing candidates. Yeah. Yeah. But you have to vote for one of us.
You have to.
No idea.
And then they would say one thing and half the crowd would cheer, and they'd say the opposite and half the crowd would cheer. And it was like,
I don't know. That sounds about what life is like right
now.
It's
pretty accurate.
Well, do you think aliens are coming on the 23rd? Are they going to, no, they haven't. They just, Mexico had that one little.
No, but you know what it was?
That didn't count. Paper mache.
It was a bunch of body parts.
It
had like a femur and a humerus. They were all upside down.
I heard it.
Finger joints were like.
I think it was just cake.
I was just about to say that. I saw that.
No, it wasn't. They did it. They did an x-ray.
No, MRI. A TikToker made a cake that looked identical to it. And they cut it. They were like, it's just cake. Which was such a good replica.
But that was, that's the joke too. It was like, is it cake or is it not? Like,
it was cake.
Yeah.
You guys could do that with your microphones. Is it cake?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
cake does sound fabulous Mr. Boo-Boo, right now, though.
Yeah, our children keep knocking on the door and interrupting us, have to go be dad. But thank you so much for your professional Simpsons opinion. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, our listeners want to hear more from you, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, we'll get you back on.
Movie quotes and movies and all that fun stuff.
They love your jokes.
Pretty good.
Just wait till a joke I have coming up.
Oh, God.
It's fantastic.
I'm terrified.
It might not be one for air.
I just about died when you sent me
terrified. Oh, God. All right. Well, thanks, Mr. Boo Boo.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go on The Simpsons Expert. He thinks absolutely fucking nothing's going to happen and right. that it is a reach.
I think I agree with him in the perspective that 923 means something to somebody at some point, and so they just used that.
Yeah, I agree to that as well, but I also think that the amount of movies that reference 923 in different capacities, like you listed off maybe like, how many did you do, like five or six?
Oh, a fraction.
Then we watched another thing that had probably 10 more.
Mm-hmm.
So that is...
Interesting.
I truly think that there could be something, like I said, I do not think it's going to be something major. I think it's going to be minor.
We had a special guest come in, and you might hear him in the background, and it's adorable.
It's a little baby.
It's a little baby.
You guys can stay.
You guys
can stay. He doesn't need to leave. We're wrapping up anyways, but...
One of our dear friends from up the street decided to pop over.
Yep.
Oh, he's watching the camera now and happy.
Oh my goodness. No, he's almost too cutest little babe.
So my ending thoughts... Nothing major is going to happen. The rapture's not coming. The world is not going to end.
We're not all going to die.
We're not all going to die. But I do think that something energetic is going to happen.
Agreed.
And I will definitely for sure see all of you on September 24th.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Go get a lunatic soup.
Please do.
Enjoy the weekend. You're not going to die.
Especially on Saturday.
Yeah, go get
some drink. Anyway.
Yeah, go enjoy yourselves.
All right, we got to go snuggle, baby.
Okay, bye.
Bye.